BBC Radio Sussex.
Now, I love this. This is a brilliant idea. Sussex-born artist James Owen Thomas has got an exhibition of colourful collages opening at Farley's House and Gallery in East Sussex today. After an early diagnosis of autism, 20-year-old James was able to overcome problems of communication with the help of pictures. And these are wonderful, these pictures. He highlights the damaging effects of single-use products on the environment and very much focuses on recycled materials and the use of recycled materials. And this exhibition, I love this, this exhibition also includes a fly-tipped chair which was found in a Sussex woodland by the Reverend Peter Owen Jones from Firle Church. So wonderful exhibition. In just a moment we'll talk to Anthony Penrose, who's the owner of Farley's House and Gallery. But let's first of all hear from James. James, I love your work. It's wonderful to have you on the programme. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me, Sarah. I would like to start by saying a huge thank you to Farley's House and Gallery and everyone who has been involved in the process of setting up the exhibition.
It's a wonderful exhibition, James, and I really like the inspiration for your art, so which was kind of inspired by you watching people throwing away discarded lottery scratch cards.
Yes, it was. Ever since a young age, I've always hated litter, and I would collect just about anything. It would start from bus tickets, train tickets, and most recently, discarded National Lottery scratch cards.
So the things that we throw away, and quite often, particularly in a flurry of disappointment and upset, you're turning into beautiful art.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm doing. I like to give a second purpose to what most people class as rubbish and discarded waste, giving it a new lease of life.
Is there any waste that can't be turned into art then? I would imagine you've used all sorts of different materials.
Yes, I have. I've used different forms of papers. I've used waste sort of fabrics that have been donated to me, even discarded race day badges and tickets that I have included into some of my artwork of a pair of ladies' day shoes, which is also displayed at the exhibition.
Oh, so anything you can get your hands on, really. Let's talk about your love of art then. Now, you were diagnosed very early on with autism, and art's very much helped you. So tell us what it was like as a child to live with autism.
Pictures have always played an important part in my life. Ever since a young child, I would communicate through them. It was a fact of life. It was my way of expressing myself. It was my way of being able to understand and be able to communicate through them. When I was at the age of five, my first ever sort of art course that I ever did was with Project Artworks, a group which specializes in Hastings, which specializes in helping young children and adults with learning difficulties. And it's been a great way to start a sort of career in art. It's been a real sort of great experience.
That's really hard, isn't it, when you're 5 years old and a lot of people communicate differently to the way that you do, and you have to kind of navigate that life and try and fit in.
It has been difficult, but I see my condition as a gift rather than a disability. It's something which has given me a voice to express my passion for art and the environment.
It's not, you know, it's just a different way of looking at things, isn't it? We're all different. And actually, you're what some people, as you say, would say it was a disability. It's a real skill for you. It's given you this wonderful talent.
It's given me a different view for an eye of looking at detail closely within my work.
And actually, as you say, as a five-year-old, when you found that love of art, who'd have thought that you'd get to this point where you have this exhibition? I mean, that must have been so thrilling for you.
I'm so honoured to be here exhibiting at such a profound location. I'm really pleased to be exhibiting all of my artworks here.
And actually, beyond that as well, it's not just the art, is it? I suppose you say you've always hated litter. It's the message behind that.
Yes, it is. It's the message in saying that this waste exists, and it really has had an impact on the environment, and it's looking at it in a more positive way of what can be done with it and how it can be upcycled. Even what you were mentioning just a bit earlier about the fly tip chair, I was really pleased to be donated a really sort of fly tip chair from Sussex Woodland from Peter Owen Jones in Firle. I was really excited when he gave me this chair, and he said, is there any sort of use that you can put this to? And I told him that I wanted to completely upholster it and convert it into a really sort of a designer sort of style, new sort of look to it.
There's a lot of skill in that, though, sort of the upholstering, the getting it looking like something wonderful. I really like your idea of something that people have disregarded, that they've thrown away, turning that into something beautiful. But that's a lot of work involved there.
Absolutely, hours. Each individual piece of work can well exceed over 100 hours at a time.
Tell me about the chair and what it looks like now.
It really looks like it could almost be a throne in which a monarch in many respects could sit on. It's covered in gold-coloured scratch cards. It really is flash to look at. It's transformed so much from when I first saw it as this wrecked piece of wood that was literally just discarded into a nearby woodland in Firle, and it's been so wonderful to see how it has now changed into a full sort of piece of art.
James, stay there. It's a real pleasure having you on the programme. But let's bring in Anthony Penrose, who's the owner of Varley's House and Gallery, and joins me on the line now. I mean, I've looked at some of the pictures of this, and it is just beautiful. Anthony, just tell us a little bit more about the exhibition. Let's hopefully get Anthony in just a moment on the programme. I'm not sure if we've lost him actually temporarily. We will hopefully go to Anthony. Let's go back to James. So the exhibition, as we said, is taking place there. What plans have you got for the future? Obviously, you've got this exhibition, but you've also got I would imagine plans for the future.
Yes, I have. I was really excited to hear when I was asked by the Tree Council in London to become an ambassador for their latest campaign, Be a Force for Nature, to design for them a new T-shirt logo for their campaign, and to display one of my pieces of art on their online festival.
Is yours the sort of art then that people can buy and display in their homes? Is that a possibility from going to the gallery, picking up pieces?
Yes, it is. All works that are displayed are for sale.
Lovely. And is Anthony's with you? Is he there?
Yes, he is.
Lovely. Let's speak to Anthony. Really good to talk to you, James.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for having me on the programme.
It's been a real pleasure. We'll look out for your work, James. Thank you for joining us. Let's also bring in, as James said, Anthony is there with him to talk more about this exhibition. Anthony, it must be wonderful to be able to display the work of somebody who has such an interesting perspective on things and such a great new talent.
Some serious talent here, yes.